Molly Currington there at 98Q. It is 2 o'clock, T-minus 4 hours left in our broadcast. I don't know if we call it a marathon, but we'll, long enough, 12 hours. Is it a marathon?
Yeah, good. Yeah, good enough.
All right. Benefiting the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Thank you, everyone who has donated, who has listened, who has done whatever to support this. We do appreciate you very much. Can I get a timpani roll, please? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Our grand total right now of cash and just cash, not including any money that comes in from the certificates, is now $3,645. Breaking news that Mike and Eric over at the Lanes, who we just had pizza from for lunch, they are donating $500 to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry from the Lanes and Northern Lights Inn here in Park Falls. So thank you so much, Mike, Eric, the Lanes and Park Falls, a $500 donation. A few items we need to close out. We're still looking for an opening bid on the gift basket from Far North Builders. This has a little bit of everything in it. Has a throw, has some 20 Keurig pods in it, a couple of decorative coffee mugs, and a journal and a coloring book in there. So looking for an opening bid on that. Also, the Cohasset Bells donated by the Feed and Seed. Very nice. Take a look at it. Stop in and look at it. Very decorative. Looking for an opening bid on that. The Fifield Gas Station, the syrup. The maple syrup is going to go to Mike. Michael Scott, $10. It's yours, Michael. Congratulations to you. Fifield Grocery, the $30 certificate is sold. That's $35. Overbid for Ginger. Thank you, Ginger, on that. We appreciate it. You would think you bid $30 on a $30 certificate. You'll get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not here. No. Ginger. Ginger got it for $35. Forward Insurance. The knapsack full of all kinds of goodies in there. It really is packed with a Subway gift card and all kinds of stuff. About a $70 value, and that is going to go to Mr. Motter, a $50 bid on that. So we're going to let him haul that away when he comes back in. And I think that's as far as we went. We will close out some other stuff. We do not have an opening bid on the big wooden yard dice from Associated Bank. So if you want to put a bid of $10 in on that, be kind of a cool yard game for you to have. So we'll close out some other stuff here in just a little bit.
And remember, for any of these items, if you want to stop the clock briefly while you update some of your bids on them, yeah, or even place some bids, you can call the hotline at 744-1006.
1-715-744-1006. Look at Gwen.
We'll
updated.
Pause the clock for you.
We got a hotline now. We've updated.
Wow.
Pastor Gwen is with us. How are we doing, Gwen?
Oh, real good.
Good. Good to see you. And she is the fearless leader of our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry.
Yay!
Yay! Thumbs in the air for our fearless leader. But we've had Diane in here. We've had Ginger in here. We've had Jamie Stieber, Mike Motter have all stopped in. We've been talking about the number of people and all the great work it takes for all these volunteers to pull it all together. I guess I never really thought about it too much until I thought last night. I was thinking about all the people and all the volunteers and people who unload the truck that make it happen. And it is a big group of people that make it work, isn't it?
It is, truly.
Yeah, a lot of everybody's donating their time to make it happen. And the Lord's Cupboard, we established, we're going to put 30 years on it and call it good, all right?
There you go.
Does that sound good?
Works for me.
All right, we'll go back to 92, 93 and call it good. But the pantry continues to serve. You deal directly with a lot of people who are in need of this service, and it just continues to be something that is just a great asset to our community, isn't it?
It truly is, and there are so many people that are in need. In fact, just yesterday I had a phone call at home. They had stopped at the pantry, and of course my number's on the door down there if you need to have it. And she called me at home, and she told me that she has two little kids, and she didn't have one nickel to even go and buy milk for them to put on their cereal in the morning. And so I did meet her down at the pantry. We got her all signed up and got her some food, and I gave her a gift card to go get milk at Quick Trip. And so she was so very thankful. It's just amazing and a good feeling to be able to help somebody that's in need.
Right, and to have a resource like this available,
yes,
is tremendous. And we've talked earlier this morning about the partners that make this possible too, not only the programs, the Feed My People, the TFAP that we talked with Diane earlier, but local, like Dan and the folks over at Super One and Quick Trip and stuff like that. It all just adds
up. We just couldn't do it without them. Super One has just been super. I mean, that's a great name for them. And we also are partners with Quick Trip and pick up fresh fruit and things from them. And they make lots of donations and give us a break on stuff that we're purchasing. We also have, during the summertime, some wonderful partners in the farmer's market that's held in the parking lot of Christ the Servant every Wednesday. And when the vendors are done and haven't sold out for the day, they give everything to another volunteer, and she takes it over to the pantry faithfully every Wednesday evening, and that gets donated. We also have just many, many people just that are, you know, citizens that bring in fruits and vegetables for the summertime. We have that gardens across the street from the church, and they brought in just all kinds of fresh fruit and vegetables this summer. So it was really, truly a blessing just to see how many people realize that they have an abundance and other people just don't really have enough. And so it's just so good and heartwarming to see that.
And we've talked today a lot about the front side of it, about the distribution of the food, the gathering of the food. But there's also a lot of work that goes on with someone like in your position, the president, where there's a lot of legalities of being a 501c and being a nonprofit and trying to acquire donations through grants or whatever. So there's a lot of that behind the scenes work that goes on too, right?
Well, there is. People don't realize that even though we are a charity and a 501c3, we still have to file taxes at the end of the year. And we have to have agreements with all of our partners, like you mentioned, Feed My People and the TFAP program. And so each year we have to go through the actual applying again to be one of their partners. And so, in fact, I just finished doing that for TFAP, and we're having a gal come from the state of Wisconsin just to make sure that everything is done right in the pantry and that the food is safe to give out. And she's coming next week to just take a little visit and look at what we're doing. And maybe we can learn something from her or get some better ideas on how to make things even better for the people that we serve.
Yeah, and as people can imagine, anytime you deal with government programs, there's always a lot of rules with it, you know, temperatures of the freezers, something as minute as that, but there's a lot of little things, and that's where that number of people that are involved with it kind of lighten the load a little bit with that.
Yeah.
So
it really does. It helps an awful lot. I know I lately have been in charge of writing all of the grants, and we've been so blessed to get several of the grants, but when it comes time to get the grant, pick it up, and take pictures, I usually let somebody else go and do that, and just kind of share in the, you know, in the moment, because we have many, many great friends that we have received wonderful grants from, including the Weathershield Light Foundation. Yeah. And they probably are one of our biggest supporters.
Yeah, and people can find comfort in knowing that when they give to the food pantry, 100% of the money goes right back through. A circle goes to the bank, goes to the pantry, goes right out the door again. Mm-hmm. And I think people sometimes think that there's certain things behind the scenes at the cost and stuff, but really it is. It's 100%. I mean, toward the operation of the facility, you know, you got to keep the lights on, but it's all just going right back through. It's wonderful.
It really is. And we are so blessed to have such wonderful space at the Congregational Church in town. It just has been a blessing to us. And, you know, we try when we have some extra cash to help with their electric bill and their snow plowing and things like that. But, I mean, for pretty much it is a free space for us. And so a big thank you goes out to the Congregational Church for what they do for us and housing us.
This is our second annual fundraiser for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. And if you would like to give, maybe pledge, 715-762-3221 is our phone number. You can even go to thelordscupboard.org and click on the icon there and give through GoFundMe. Also, we had a couple people already do that today, so plenty of ways to help out with that. And if people want to volunteer, you know, it's not It's not a huge commitment. I mean, it can be as little as a couple hours a month, but we have volunteers that, you know, once a month they come down and help on a Saturday, and those are very valuable volunteers, aren't they?
Oh, they are, because when we're open from 9 until 11 on a Saturday, we really need to have about 8 or 9 people there just to make sure that we can efficiently serve the clients that do come to the pantry. And so if you do want to do that, do feel free to just give me a call. Sign up. There's really, I mean, it's probably 5 minutes of training, but we do have to do a few things. You know, like you said, there's a lot of ins and outs for the state and the federal government, but really pretty simple. But we can really use the help, and it just makes it easier for people to be able to come and to be served right away, and easier on our volunteers too when there's not just two packing all those boxes on a Saturday morning.
And the process for people to take advantage of the food pantry, if they are food challenged, if they're going through a tough time and they can use the pantry, people may be shocked to know that the process of signing up and getting some food the first day is about as simple as you can get, isn't it?
I don't know how we could make it any easier.
I mean, it's about as simple. There's not a huge process. Just describe how easy it is.
Well, you don't have to get out of your car, for one. So if it's raining or snowing, you don't have to get out of the car. The volunteers will hand you a simple form to fill out. The first thing you need to do is you need to look at the income requirements. And they are very, very low. And so I think that most people find it easy to fit underneath those guidelines. For an example, for a family of four, if you make under $60,000 a year, you can come to our food pantry. And that's set by the federal government for the emergency food program. And so you just simply look at the chart, you sign saying that you are underneath that income, and tell us the ages. We need ages. We don't need birth dates, just ages of how many people in the family, because we do have to report back to them how many people we serve each week. And pretty simple. I mean, probably 3 minutes, Joel, maybe?
You drive up, you have an ID, you fill out a simple form, you verbally commit the income, and you're gone. I mean, it's very simple.
Yeah, the volunteers will ask where you want the food, in the back seat or in the trunk or, you know, wherever, the bed of the pickup. And we even have people that come in on their ATVs. And so really simple. And then the second time that you come, because you are able to come twice a month, the second time that you come, you just simply show your driver's license. And if you're driving, you should have that with you.
Yes.
So you simply show that, and the guys just pick your card out, sign it that you've been there that day, and are happy to put the food in your trunk. And did the gals today talk about what you all get when you come to the pantry?
We really haven't talked about kind of the ritual every week. It's mixed up a little bit. So talk a little bit about how the Lord's Cupboard does plan out every week, kind of spacing it out a little bit.
When you do come to the pantry, like I mentioned, you can come twice a week or twice a month. And the fellas upstairs will just put a box into your car. And then that contains anywhere from, I don't know, 25 to 35, 40 pounds of either canned goods, boxed goods, things like that. And then they also will have a bag of meat for you that's been specially prepared for families, small families and large families. And we also have a lot of bread that gets donated by Super One, and donuts from Quick Trip and other things. And when it is summertime and we do have the vegetables to hand out, they'll ask what you'd like, and they just put that in your box, and away they go. So most of the time our volunteers in the basement are just really filling boxes. And we have four different ways that we do that. So you don't always get exactly the same thing. If you come twice in a row, you won't get 5 pounds of flour each time. You'll get flour one time, sugar the next, oil the next, whatever. So we do try to mix it up and hope that your family can use all of those things that we hand out.
All right. It's all at the First Congregational United Church of Christ right in downtown Park Falls, across from the post office, every Saturday from 9 to 11. That's a good time to stop by if you have any questions at all. It's always a good time to catch somebody there who usually knows what we're talking about. So
it's a great time to come down if you do have something you'd like to donate, some food you'd like to donate, or of course we always accept cash, so you can do that on a Saturday morning as well.
All right, we're up to $3,645, and that's cash donations today. And if you'd like to pledge and help out the food pantry, knowing it's going to stay local, 715-762-3221. You can email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. People are patiently awaiting some of these items they've bid on here,
are
too.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, so we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Thank you, Gwen. We appreciate all the information about the pantry, a great asset here. And Gwen's going to hang around a little bit with us, and we'll talk more about some of these items that we're going to close out in just a little bit here.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season, so he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing,
two things at once,
or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot,
two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Light up your workspace and get 11% off everything at Menards. Now you can tackle your automotive needs at any time of day with a 10,000 lumen LED work light from Smart Electrician. It's portable, super bright, and weather resistant. Save big money and get one today for $49.99 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through October 29th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Our community, it's where we live, it's where we work. And as your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we know our community isn't just important, it's everything. Which is why we're grateful for your trust to provide the energy you need every day. Because for us, there's nothing more important than giving you the power to power on.
Price Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live this Saturday, October 28th, downtown Park Falls for a scary good time at the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce Second Annual Fright Fest. This live broadcast is being brought to you by these spectacular sponsors: Jay's Automotive, Kayla's Kitchen and Closet, and Fight's Ice Cream and Barbecue. Don't miss the chills and thrills as I and company broadcast live from 4 to 7 p.m. in the heart of the frightful festivities. It's going to be a scream! A huge shout out again to our sponsors to make it all possible. See you there!
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, 980 AM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Who is a Bex player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
Bex is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
All right, it is 2:19. If there ever was a good time to give, there's always a good time to give. But we have a special extra incentive right now from Pastor Gwen fearless leader of our Lord's Covered Food Pantry. I won't say that again.
Okay, good,
but Pastor Gwen has is offering up an incentive for folks right now.
I am. I will match the first $500 that comes in next.
All right. So you personally, Gwen,
I will do that.
Personally matching any amount between now and 3 o'clock. We'll give you a little time frame between now and 3 o'clock, up to $500 that comes in. So it'll be doubled. It'll be doubled. So
you bet.
All
good,
right.
So special time to give.
You can call the hotline and talk to Austin right here, 715-744-1006. Or Brianna, it's your choice, 715-762-3221. $500 match. Yes. He's trash talking Brianna. So anything you give, $5 or $10, it's doubled up to $500 right now. Let's make it ring.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 49. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 25 tonight. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Chance for snow Sunday. Another look at the short range, a high of 49 this afternoon. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 46.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to get my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Oh, but it ain't doing jack. Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing.
Conversation. about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door. But I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch razor, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
classic Montgomery Gentry at 98Q Country. Joel here. This is the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. It's a day of giving. Austin is here in studio manning the hotline 744-1006. And we got Brianna out front taking your calls at 715-762-3221, raising awareness, funds, and auctioning off some donated items from area businesses. And Pastor Gwen, nice enough to match donations up to $500 for the next, until 3 o'clock, and we already have 250 of that taken care of here, Pastor
right.
Glenn, as good. Folks from Park Falls Plumbing and Heating have donated $250.
All right.
So that turns into $500. So the good. Next 250 also will turn into $500. So make it count right now at 715-762-3221. We are at $4,395 so far. And we have a few items that we're going to put a timer on, and we're going to give you till 3 o'clock to up the bids on these. Here we go. Jay's Automotive, $50 gift card is at $25 right now, so you got till 3 o'clock to up that. Patty K, you've got it. Jen's Butternut Cafe, the $10 certificate, the $15 certificate is at $15 right now, number ending in 1606. If you want to up that, go ahead. Another Jen's $15 certificate, again, is at $15 to phone number ending in 1606. The John Auto Works Fifield Contouring Showbroom. Need an opening bid on that. It's a $32 value. See a picture at 98qcountry.com. Country Cafe, the gallon of chicken noodle soup and dumpling is 22, is at 22 right now. If you want to up that, you got till 3 o'clock. And the gallon of chili is a about a $16 value. It's at 10 right now. And both of those gallons of soups are to Rogers. So we will close all those out at 3 o'clock. If you want to up those, give us a call at 762-3221. And Pastor Gwen, we wanted to take a moment to kind of address something that most people are aware of. There, anytime you have a nonprofit organization and you rely on a lot of volunteers, you hear about in the news a lot that, you know, sometimes people just can't keep their hands out of the candy jar sometimes. And we had an incident like that two and a half years ago here. But we just want to make it clear to people and let them know that that this has been, has gone through the court process, and repayment is happening. So give you a chance to kind of put a cap on this and move on, I guess, right?
Well, I think it's about time to do that.
Yes.
It was a very unfortunate situation. And as many of you already know, we have gone to court, as Joel just said, and the judge has actually sentenced the person to give us a full remuneration of all the funds that were taken. And so to this point, she's actually paid back several thousand dollars. So she's really right on track to make us whole again. And so also as a board of directors, we have made some changes in how we do our banking, how we do our reporting, and how we look at bank statements, who signs checks, and all those things to avoid this really happening again. And so I have to say it was a very long and drawn-out process. I learned an awful lot of what I guess I never really wanted to know, but it is getting taken care of. And in some ways, it's actually kind of nice to get, you know, $1,000 a month or, you know,
yeah,
back each month, you know that it's coming. And so I guess that part of it is a good thing. But at least it's been put to bed and the restitution is coming and being made on time and on schedule. So we're really happy about that.
Yeah, and everything is in place where all the money that was taken will come back. And
it will.
It's in place to do that. So we just wanted, I think this is a good time to kind of put that to bed and move on. People can be assured that the money they give is going to go right to where it's meant to be, to help out those in need here,
right,
with the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. All right, we'll have more updates on our items. Check out all the bid stuff, 98qcountry.com. We got a lot of stuff still to move out the door here. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, October 28th at the Concrete Park in Phillips, there will be a Halloween party. From 5 to 7 p.m., there will be trick-or-treat stations, craft and studio. 7 to 8 p.m., a haunted trail walk. There will also be a bonfire, drinks, and refreshments at the Rock Garden Tavern and more. Wear your costume, all ages welcome. If you have any questions, please call 715-339-7282 or email fofs at pctcnet.net. Sponsored by the Friends of Fred Smith.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Trick or treat!
98Q Country.
Streets dressed for church, you can use some.
talk about that one touchdown. Raise some kids in red and black. Go Bobcats while the other half of my hometown was in the crowd. They knew the words, they sang them loud. And all I wanna do was make them cry. Cause that for me will always be.
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch. A little buzz, don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, we're playing with fire, but ain't too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart or mine. And the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, love, love. But you'll deal when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, love, love. But it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line?
See, is you gone and you left me here.
Tucker McCollum, his new one called Burn It Down. Are we got about 15 minutes before we close out a few of these items for the Lord Cupboard Food Pantry and our Day of Giving here. We got that Jay's Automotive $50 certificate. It's at $25. We got Jen's Butternut Cafe. Both are $15 certificates. They're at $15. Appreciate that. Country Cafe, we got that whole gallon of chicken and dumpling soup, $22 it's at. And the chili is at $10. That's a whole gallon. So if you want to up the bid on any of those, give us a call, 715-762-3221. Now, the matching, we had the $500 match from Pastor Gwen. We've only used $250 of that, so let's go giddy up here. We got 15 minutes to get that match used up. So 715-762-3221. Basically, the next $250 that come in are pledged. They're going to double. It's going to double. We've already done $250. So thanks to Park Falls Plumbing and Heating. I want to take a moment to thank all the folks who have donated so far. Northern Lights in the Lanes, they just a little while ago texted me, $500 they donated. And our very own ex-traffic director, Nancy Johnson, thank you for your donation. And we had people donating from the very beginning, like Hammerstrom's Auto Body and the Restore You folks, Henry and the crew, and LPK Dental. And Fiorio Investment Services. We had the Park Falls Knights of Columbus challenging other Knights of Columbuses around the area. Northwoods Community Credit Union with a $1,000 donation earlier today. And Tom Desitel and Deborah via GoFundMe, we appreciate you so much. And Tom Sharp, thank you, Tom, for the donation. You guys are just fabulous. Thank you so much. The Fifield Lions, Big G came in, challenging the other Lions Club, Big G himself, and the Northwoods Classic Car Club, and the Lions member, Bob Lavoy, all making nice donations, and the Lori Pieper family, thank you so much for your donation. And we had Barb from the Fifield American Legion Auxiliary with a nice donation, too. And so thank you, but we got a little business here because we got $250 free sitting out on the table. So if you call us, it'll be matched up to $250 right now, 715-762-3221. It's a Day of Giving benefiting the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry in Park Falls. We're hanging around till 6 o'clock. We got some bid items to close out. We'll do that at the top of the hour.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool.
Look at you go, Mom.
This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Warm up at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet during Fright Fest on 2nd Avenue in Park Falls this Saturday, October 28th. Kayla and the whole crew will be ready with delicious fall coffee concoctions and a thorough selection of tea and tasty treats. Bring the kids by for the prize wheel and browse Kayla's massive fall sale. 20% off fall and winter clothing and boots. No better time to have a good time than this Saturday, October 28th, with Kayla's Kitchen and Closet at Fright Fest on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls.
Big G here from 98Q Country. Join me live this Saturday, October 28th, downtown Park Falls for a scary good time at the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce 2nd Annual Fright Fest. This live broadcast is being brought to you by these spectacular sponsors, Jay's Automotive, Kayla's Kitchen and Closet, and Fight's Ice Cream and Barbecue. Don't miss the chills and thrills as I and company broadcast live from 4 to 7 p.m. in the heart of the frightful festivities. It's going to be a scream! A huge shout out again to our sponsors to make it all possible. See you there.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. That's 2,000 children every single day. It's a heart-wrenching reality that we can no longer ignore. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted vehicle, running or not. Call 1-800-775-5622. We guarantee that you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast, free pickup with 24-hour response. Call 1-800-775-5622. Find the Children provides crucial resources to help find missing children and educational materials to teach kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs have a proven track record of reuniting kids with their families. It's time to act. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Help us build a world where every child is safe. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-775-5622. Together, we can bring these kids home safely. This advertisement was paid for by Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 49. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 25 tonight. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Chance for snow Sunday. Another look at the short range, a high of 49 this afternoon. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 45.
Let's go, guys!
All treats and no tricks this Halloween. Just the best country.
98 Q Country.
Every
time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is.
Little backbeats got me feeling like I'm tipsy. set the mood right, just like everything you're doing to me.